Powder headquarters and the Bojangles studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from the Bojangles headquarters and studio in North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to the program, everyone. Politics aside, doesn't that sound great? Sit politics aside for a couple of hours. Let's talk outdoors. What do you say? It's a lot more fun, a lot more enduring. You don't make enemies, and my goodness, let's celebrate that with our family. I have a lot of recommendations in that regard. Telephone numbers for the next couple of hours so that you might join us in the program are 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area and all across the country and the world at 800-972-8255, and we'd love to have you join us. We have the Medal of Honor tribute in the second hour, the radio prize package. We have so many things to talk about on the website and tips that you can get, and I'd love to entertain your questions, including the Southern Grind guestbook. Yes, indeed. That's how you can get to us. I have a special guest this morning. I'll introduce you after our first break. So we've got outdoors to talk about, and I hope you'll join us this morning. Again, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. I tell you what, why don't you give me a call and tell me about your turkey season? How did it work out? Whether you're in Alabama, Georgia, the Southeast, no matter what, the number one big game animal in North America, and we'll talk about that, is the Eastern Wild Turkey. And we'll talk about all those reasons why I believe that. And we'll entertain your fishing calls. The water's warm, the fish are biting, and what a great idea it would be to take a kid fishing. He'll remember it forever, and I'd love to entertain your questions and comments about that. This is O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings on WSB AM and 95.5 FM across 38 states. And two, the SB, the Sports Broadcast Nation. They don't want me to say that. The SB Nation in 82 markets across the country from Seattle to San Francisco, Maine to Florida. This is O'Neill. First break coming up. We'll be back.
It's going to be funky.
Before I get to some shameful self-promotion with a few things, I want to introduce to you a good friend, Scott Maxim. And Scott is a radio engineer. He's worked with us many, many years at another radio station in Atlanta. He's an outdoorsman, and you'll be seeing him often on the program. So welcome, Scott. It's you didn't get much sleep last night, but you seem to be okay.
That is just fine. Not a problem there at all. I'm highly caffeinated, very motivated this morning, and happy to be sitting in with you here today.
I like it because if something goes wrong, you can fix it up here.
I will do my best. I offer no guarantees. I will just say I will do my best.
There. And he can do that, and he's an experienced engineer, outdoorsman, and a shooter. He's a gun guy.
So oh, yeah.
We talked about that last night for a little bit when you were moving your gear in here, we talked about what you carry. What do you carry, if you don't mind?
I am a big-time 9mm fan. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that I have a high capacity and low recoil. That's why I chose that particular round. I carry a just a little pocket carry 9mm, little mm-hmm. Taurus 9mm, and it gets the job done, highly reliable, and I recommend everybody
that's
do the
right,
same.
And hope you never use it.
That's the one thing. Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Oh, absolutely. There's dozens of old stories in the news. If so-and-so woman, so-and-so had a pistol with her in her purse, she would be alive and somebody else would be in the hospital.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So I appreciate your comments and infusion on that. Before we get to anything else, some ragged self-promotion headed your way. If you would visit O'Neill Outside, O'NeillOutside.net, you will see there the Southern Grind guestbook, where you can leave your questions, your observations about the radio show, the television show. And at the end, at the bottom of the homepage, we're going to Alaska next year, Gail and I, with a group of friends. And we hope that you may be part of that. It's I've got to tell you, Scott, that we've done that two times. That trip to Alaska, the cruise to Alaska on the Inland Passage, that's a life experience.
Only one question.
Yes.
Do you ever have an opportunity to catch the northern lights on the boat as you're sailing up through there?
Absolutely. Every night.
It's got to be amazing.
Every night, yeah. And you, what I enjoyed was so much, you've got on the Inland Passage, you have, there are mountains on both sides, okay? And you can see the mountains that the ice covered because the mountains are slick. They're round, like Stone Mountain. But the ones where the ice didn't quite make it that high, those mountains that beside the, those look like the Tetons, sharp pointed. So the ice covered those mountains and wore those rock mountains down. There was an ice age 11,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that. And in any case, let me run up and make sure we've got not got any calls. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you this morning. How was your turkey season? Should have been a good one. It's about over, and according to O'Neill's unsolicited advice, the last 2 weeks of the wild turkey season is the best 2 weeks of the turkey season because the hens are all laying, if you will, wrong terminology, but they're on the nest. They're not interested in the gobblers anymore, but the gobblers are certainly interested in the hens. So when you sit at the bottom of a tree and make a sound, and the gobbler says, "Ooh, there's one I missed. I think I'll go over to say hello."
Bringing the Barry White with him?
Yeah, that's right.
There
yeah.
you go.
A little Barry. Good for you. Oh, Lord. Well, it's 16 after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. I would ask you, please, one more time, you can go to Amazon.com. Oh, I should have had one for you, Scott. Amazon.com. And you can purchase, very reasonably, O'Neill's book called People and Places Along the Way, 65 Years in the Outdoors. All of the reviews on Amazon are five-star. Five-star.
Yes,
well,
they should
be. Four-star. I don't know why. He said it was great. I'm going to read it a second time, but it's four-star. I don't know.
I liked it so much I had to deduct a star.
Yeah, it was too easy.
It was too perfect. I had to blemish it just a touch to make it a little less perfect.
And it's not a book of how to. It's not a book of when to. It's not about tying knots and making casts and shooting animals. It's the people and places that I met along the way. And there's some interesting guys, that's for sure. So there you are. Are you a member of any gun clubs, anything locally? I should have prepared you for some of this.
I have not joined any gun clubs lately. I've looked at a couple. I'm actually, since I've moved, since the last time we hung out, I've moved to the other side of town. I used to live on the east side. Now I live over by SunTrust Park, which is convenient to Adventure Outdoors gun range. So, yes, I will be going up there eventually.
Adventure Outdoors is a great one. And on
absolutely.
The 15th of this month, or another date, if we can't put it together, I would like for you to go with me. We're shooting a show at the Governor's Gun Club.
Love that place.
Oh, you've been there?
I have been to Governor's Gun Club. Highly recommend that every single person goes there. It doesn't matter if you're a hunter. If you're just a defense carry person, for example, their ranges are set up to perform different tricks, if you will, with the targets. They'll flip sideways. They'll do a complete spin. They'll run out. They'll run back. But in any case, you have a great facility for training there. Mm-hmm. Plus, the only indoor shotgun range that I know of in the South, or anywhere for that matter.
There's one. It's what Scott's making reference to. It's an indoor skeet, trap, and five stand. And that shotgun room is 37,000 square feet.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
And so there's one other place like it in the world, and it's in Germany. And they went to Germany. They traveled to Germany to get the proper design. Hey, we can do this too. And that's at the Governor's Gun Club.
It's a fantastic facility. And I will say one other thing too.
Okay.
If you've never eaten there,
oh,
oh my goodness, you need to belly on up, to the table and load up. They've got some amazing food there.
That was one. The governor sounds so funny. The Governor's Gun Club restaurant is one of the five best restaurants in the county.
You just forget going downtown or anything like that. Head on up to the Governor's Gun Club, sling some lead, and then go finish off with a dinner on a Friday night.
That's right. Let me tell you one of the keys. Ready? That
yeah.
You may not know. They cook everything on a big green egg.
Oh, that would explain. I had an elk steak. That was
did you really?
Yes, I did, and it was amazing. So that explains much.
Yeah, it was the big green egg. They have several XL big green eggs in a row. And the guy cooks all the meat on the big green egg.
Oh, and
it's no wonder.
Absolutely. Well, now that explains it. Because the only other thing that got my mind blown food-wise mm-hmm. was a guy who cooked a chicken on a big green egg. And I'm telling you, man, it was amazing. That thing really, really adds to the process of cooking good
meat. The biggest mistake, and I'm almost going out of here for a break, but typically, O'Neill, there's something wrong with you visiting Big Green Egg, visiting the Governor's Gun Club for the first time or being involved, there's a mistake you can make.
Hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
You don't plan to stay there long enough because you get there, you're going to stick around.
plan on at least a 2 to 3 hour window, I would say, at the least a 2 to 3 hour window.
That's right. For you to review everything, and when you get there, ask for a fellow by the name of Jim Hester. There's several people there, and he will tour the club with you and show you the pistol range. Listen, you may not know this because there's a 300-yard rifle ranges underneath the building.
Yes, sir.
So you need to sight in at the Governor's Gun Club, and that's an electronic to the 1/1000th of an inch. That's electronic sighting.
Ooh, interesting.
So when you fire, it comes up on the screen next to you exactly where your bullet hit.
Now, see, I didn't know that. I need to check that out because that definitely makes life a little bit easier when you're sighting in that rifle.
The Governor's Gun Club is almost one of a kind on Earth, one other in Germany, and that's it. So, 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area, outside and across the country on the SB Nation. It's 800-972-8255. Southern Grind questions when we return. Welcome back, everyone. If Scott and I are going to leave here after the show, I want you to know that what we will be doing next. We'll be going to Bojangles and getting a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Sure, why not?
It's the greatest.
You start your morning off right.
That's exactly right, with a lot of fat and cholesterol.
That's a good thing.
First caller of the morning. Let's get to him right now. Here's our good friend Don, and Don is, of course, calling from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
You're the greatest, man. Hey, I got your photo. That was a big Atlantic sailfish.
Man, there's a story about that. First, I got to tell you, my turkey season was over the last Thursday in November.
Oh what? Okay.
don't do much turkey hunting, but we do a lot of fishing over here
as a result
of what you saw yesterday.
That's a big Atlantic sailfish. What did it weigh, probably?
Probably in the neighborhood of 40 pounds.
Well, that's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
And the story of that is they were kingfishing about 12, 15 miles offshore, mm-hmm. about 50 feet of water, and they had two top rigs on and had two downriggers, and the sailfish hit the bottom, had the down, hit the downrigger.
Wow. What a
and
surprise.
They were fishing with TL-15 Shimano's king reels.
Uh-huh.
And the old boy had a tussle with that. He's a newcomer to the area down here, been here 4 or 5 years, and loves to fish, and that was experience of a lifetime.
Well, I suppose so, and what a surprise for the sail to take the downrigger ball.
And that close in, and I've fished 25 years over here, and I've been on the boat when a couple of sails were caught, but I've never caught a sailfish.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate, of course, as you know, to have Because of the television show, I've been fortunate enough to go lots of places to catch fish and go hunting and so on. And a real treat many years ago, I went to Palm Beach, and we fished with kites. You know, where the bait hangs off of a kite on the back of the boat?
Seen that done, never have done it.
And the appeal of that is, Don, you see your bait, and you see the fish take it. So you kind of get to be the angler a little bit instead of just somebody riding on the boat and starts reeling. You have to angle for that fish.
But the best news out of that trip yesterday is they caught four snake kings, and they gave me one, so I'm going to be making fish salad tonight.
Oh, good for you.
For tonight, and that, you know, that was... That's one of the items you had on your cookbook, and you called it, radio dip salad.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah, we just finished taping a set of cooking segments for the first part of next year, and all those cooking segments. Don, did you buy the book?
Cookbook?
My book, O'Neill Outside.
Yes, I did.
I thought you did.
Yeah.
It's my obligation to ask everybody for my self-promotion.
Yeah, got that book, and I got the other one, Friends Along the Way.
Yeah, People and Places Along the Way.
You sound good, and the
fishing is happening, huh?
Yes, sir, and, you know, I'm a result of the medical people in this country, because with 5 bypasses, still fishing.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
You still got some fish to catch, right?
Still got some fish to catch, and I got a sign. If you're a fish, be out, look out for me.
You're the greatest, man. Have a great weekend, Don. Glad you called, pal.
Glad Scott's with you, and say hello to Gail. Love you both.
I will do that. See you soon. And let me make sure I do this. Watch this, Scott. There we go.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the weather is across the south, and much of it's going to rain today. The next thing we need to do here at 29 after the hour is handle some of our Southern Grind guestbook questions. And I would invite you as a surprise. I haven't prepped Scott very much. We would have you help me answer these.
Okay.
Ready? You're not bashful. Okay, this first one. You can get to the Southern Grind guestbook by visiting O'Neill Outside right there on the homepage. You'll see the Southern Grind. They make the Zach Brown Southern Grind knives. I'll show you some of my Southern Grind knives today before you leave. These are $200 knives.
Nice.
$400 knives. These are knives you buy and keep forever. You don't lose these. You will them to somebody.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's a funny question. I want to ask you this one. Terry writes, he's from Ackworth, and he says, I keep reading about the 6.5 Creedmoor, how competition shooters like it, and how it shoots accurately at long ranges. What are your thoughts and experiences with it? That 6.5.
I've heard of, actually, I've been doing a lot of reading lately, and that 6.5 Creed keeps popping up all over the place.
It's a big bullet, like 140 grains, and the match with that size is significant wind resistance. It shoots flat for a long, long ways, like 1,000 yards.
It's very similar to a .308 in that respect, but the .308 will drop off.
That's
because
right.
It's a heavier and thicker bullet.
This one shoots flat. It's got a low recoil, okay? Mm-hmm. And the coefficient makes it, the bullet compared with the powder, it's almost perfect.
Yeah.
So the Creedmoor, I know of the Bergara rifle, the new Bergara rifle, 80% of the new Bergara rifles are the 6.5 Creedmoor.
It's a hot round.
Oh, man.
A really hot round. It's super popular, and I've seen it across the board on just about every manufacturer now has included that round in their lineup for their rifles.
You bet. All right, here's the next way from Bruce Johns in Morristown, Tennessee. What's the best way to fish from the bank when it has rocks and boulders out in the lake? All right. I learned this from some catfish experts. Here's a way to reduce your getting hung up. Now, you got to think about this. The first thing that goes on the line is a bullet weight or a slip sinker. Then to a barrel swivel to a leader. And in between that barrel swivel and your hook, make it a long leader, like 3 feet. Put a narrow cork float. It won't inhibit the bite, but that cork float in between the weight and the hook, that will keep the hook up off the bottom. Interesting, huh? I learned that from some catfish guides. When you drift with catfish, for catfish at Santee, you need something to kind of help keep that hook from dragging the bottom. And that weight in the, that, pardon me, that float in between the barrel swivel and the hook will reduce your hookups. I mean, foul ups. Okay. From Mike Pilcher, in Milton, Georgia. I've always used mono fishing line, but I see a lot of guys using braided line. Could you please educate me on the advantages and disadvantages of using braided line? Once you get used to braided line and the sound, because it makes a sound going through the guides, when you use braided line, your tendency might be to use a heavy line. You don't need that. A 10-pound test braid reduces the sound, but what you're going to witness in that, when especially if you're bass fishing and so on, or any kind really, there is no stretch in braided line. In mono, when it gets wet, it relaxes and stretches, so you feel more of the bite. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
That bite is not absorbed by the salt, the soft stretch of the mono line. You feel every bite. So once you get used to braid, you're going to, you may not catch any more fish, but you're going to feel more of them. So, all right, from Mark Edwards. How's my time? Good. From Mark Edwards in Pensacola, Florida. Would you recommend fluorocarbon for leaders? If so, what's the best knot? The best knot, I do recommend fluorocarbon because it's stiff, okay? But the knot that you tie, you look at it on the internet, get out a knot book, have someone help you tie it. The knot that you tie best is the best knot. The one you're familiar with tying, the one you have the confidence in tying, because there's dozens and dozens of knots, but the one you tie that you tie incorrectly is the wrong knot. So, let's see, I don't have time for another, I don't think. From Jason in Jacksonville, how soon does a hog need to be field dressed after you've shot him? Right away. You need to get those entrails out of him right away. You need to bleed him and get him out of there right away. You don't fool around with a hog. And the second thing, and then I'll shut up, if you're going to field dress a hog, especially in the field, you need plastic gloves that go all the way to your armpits. You didn't know that, did you?
Did not.
Because the diseases that he has, you can get. They're transmittable to humans. You have to be clean when you're doing hogs. It's almost 37 after the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside along with Scott Maxim. We're talking outdoors, and we'll be back. Good morning, all. 40 minutes after the hour, it's time for the radio prize package. You need to put your brain in gear. And before we ask that question, let me remind you that the questions are always about me, about Gail, about the show, and so on, and it's not to direct attention to us. The purpose is the only way you're going to know the answer to the question, it's not a trivia question about football or baseball, the only way you will know the answer to the question is you are part of the audience in the past, or no, and maybe a frequent listener to the program. Okay, here is the radio prize package. First of all, the rules, you have to be 18 years old, and you cannot win a radio prize package, say, in the last year. So here is the set of prizes. A $10 Bojangles gift card, a Whitetail Institute DVD about food products, a Swaggerty's Farm Products coupon for you to use anywhere in the country, DNR regulations, a Realtree hat and combo, Data Sport fishing game forecaster, Fisher's Choice baits, Bug Band wipes and Bug Band wristband, a Thunder Chicken casting float from Mark Noble, a Thoroughgood boot hat, a pair of wigwam socks, a Roadrunner fishing kit, an Arctic Ice Chilling Brew freezer pack. Have you used those things?
I have not.
You don't ever have to buy any ice again.
Well, there you go.
Put them in the freezer, put them in the cooler, you're good. And you use them over and over and over and over again.
Perfect.
And the last thing, a bottle of O'Neill's oils, and here is your question. Telephone numbers, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. Ready? Who is Gail Williams' favorite singer? It's gonna light up. People are gonna know that right away. All right, while we wait, it's 42 after the hour. Let's talk to Corey. Let's talk to Alan. He's calling from Tallahassee, Florida. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Where did Tallahassee get its name? Do you know?
I have no idea. I mean, and from what I understand why it's the capital, back in the 1700s, between Pensacola and Jacksonville, when the delegation would get together, they had to find someplace. And Tallahassee was halfway for both of them, so that's why it became the capital.
That's right. We should look. I like to do that sort of thing, find out how a city got its name. It's probably from some Indian origin, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I'm sure, because most of the streets around here are named after some kind of Indian, Wheelotti, Miccosukee.
Oh, I see.
You know, I mean, pretty much, and then, or they're either named after a state, you know, pretty much.
How about that?
So, what can
I do for you this morning, sir?
Well, I got me a bottle of your real oil, and it came this week, and I don't. But my question is, should I break my reels down to spray it in there, or does it penetrate in there?
You break the reels down maybe once.
Okay.
I'm not mechanically inclined. Once I get the reel open, if I can get it put back together, then I leave it alone after that.
Okay.
The biggest mistake people make about using reel oils is they think they need to hose off their reels with a spray. No, don't do that. You know, you might dip them in a bucket or something like that, but to pressure wash your reels, that's a mistake.
No. Well, what I did with your oil is like on my spinning rods, I sprayed behind the actual spool.
Yeah.
And let it go in there, hopefully. And then on the bait casters, you know, I pretty much took the side plate off and sprayed it in there. So, but that, I throwed my bait caster and about knocked out somebody's window 400 yards away.
Hey, really? Now, no kidding. It made a difference.
Oh, man, it comes out of there real quick. I mean, just as smooth as can be. I mean, that's some good stuff now.
It really makes a difference. Now, one of the things that you're going to find, since you've already oiled your reels, is that it's going to last a long time. And the reason is, other than conventional oils, you'll enjoy this, Scott, other than conventional oils, that awful stuff in the blue can, don't ever use that.
Mm-mm.
Okay? It's awful. But with this, it doesn't evaporate. It's made from green energy sources. There is no, it's not a petroleum product.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And so those oils last, Alan, a long, long time. I appreciate you buying some, and I'm glad it's successful for you. I really am.
Well, also, I was getting a fishing report. The bass fishing is still pretty good down here in North Florida, and especially on the St. John's River. And then, but what's fixing to start really biting is the brim. I've already seen some that, O'Neill, you can't even get your hand on. You have to put your foot on to get your hook out. I mean, they're huge. And
you got to put your foot on.
but what you got to do is you got to find like hard bottom, like shell bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then what I do is I usually put a slip weight up with some beads up about a foot or two, about 14 inches above the hook. And then what you do is you throw it out there and pull a cricket, and those beads will beat against that weight, and then here comes the cricket floating around, and they'll nail it.
Light,
on a medium to light rod with about 4 to 6 pound lines. It's nothing more fun than catching those big old brim.
That's right. You know, I've said it before, and I'm exaggerating, but it is fun. If a brim weighed 20 pounds, he would tear the transom out of the boat.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't get him in. But now with the full moon coming, you know, the three days after, they're really going to go, especially May, June, and July. They really start to hit, you know.
Oh, boy, I need a good brim dinner. That's what I need.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going. I mean, it's like, that's the key to it is finding that hard bottom, whether it be rock or shell, you know, not a murky bottom, or because, you know, that's where they're looking to get ready to bed, you know.
That's exactly right. That's a good tip, Alan. That's a good tip. Well, I'm glad you were successful with the oils. Thank you very much. I need to sell about 10,000 of those. Did you?
Okay.
You bought them right off the buy it right off the website?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that you're happy with it.
Yeah, it's a good product. I think it. I think it'll work real good. I mean, it has no smell to it. And it's, you know, it went in real well. So the only problem was I couldn't figure out how. The first, when it opens, because that little safety thing they have on it where it won't spray while it's in packaging or shipping.
Right.
So that's like, dang, how do you get this thing off of here? But it's a good product. So, like I say, the fishing's good down here because school's fixing to get out. And also out in the Gulf, they say the king and the Spanish mackerel are starting to bite.
Oh, boy.
The redfish are up in the marsh, and then the trout are biting.
Well, evidently it's time to go fishing.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to go fishing in Florida, you know, so I don't care.
Yeah.
So, well, you have a good weekend, and I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Alan. See you later, pal. There you go. 404-872-0750. We're in the radio prize package, and the question is, who is Gail's, my wife, Woman Williams, who is Gail's favorite singer? We've only mentioned it about 150 times.
At least 150,000 since I've known.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and we're going to go see him perform in June.
Outstanding.
He's kind of become a friend. He's a nice fellow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I hear.
He is a nice fellow. So, 404. Oh, there's the winner on line two. Let's go ahead and get to that. It's 48 after the hour. This is O'Neill. And the question is, what is Gail's favorite singer? So, let's talk to Gary. And Gary is calling from Flovilla, Georgia. What a great name. I've been down there before. Gary, where is Flovilla? Tell everybody about it.
Well, it's just south of Jackson.
Yeah. Just a small town, Flovilla.
Yeah, there ain't much to it.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so inform us, please, and answer our question, and we'll get the radio prize package on the way. Who is Gail's favorite singer?
Johnny Mathis.
You betcha. Johnny Mathis, that man is 83 years old now.
Yep. He's still kicking it.
And still kicking it, he can still sing. Well, good. Yep. Well,
he made a choice between two careers.
You know, yes, that's correct. Why don't you, instead of me telling, why don't you tell it?
Baseball player.
Pardon me?
Baseball player.
Well, he's that, but he was on the way to the Olympics. He was a high jumper.
Yeah. Yeah.
A 5'8" high jumper.
Yeah.
And he had an opportunity for a record contract or to go to the Olympics. He made the right choice.
Yep.
He surely did. All right, do we have your information so we continue the radio prize package?
Yes, they do.
Well, mighty fine. Thank you for listening to the program and being smart enough to answer that question and made for a nice morning.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, pal. I appreciate that.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Man got up early in the morning and got a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, that's how you start your weekend off right.
There you are.
Absolutely.
That's right. So we've had calls from, you know, from time to time, I'll ask for a call from a certain state to make sure we're being heard there. And this is a bit risky because at 50 minutes after the hour, it's Central Time Zone. But I wonder if we can get a call from somebody in Texas.
You know, I think the furthest call I can ever remember us getting might have been like one of the Dakotas. I seem to recall Fargo calling a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Now, Scott's making reference when he was an engineer for us. How long were you engineering
for us? I was an engineer for 10 years with your program.
10 years.
Loved every minute of it, too, by the way.
You just don't remember it. We got back when and WSB didn't like for me to do it. Remember, we'd give away a hat for the longest distance caller?
Oh, yeah.
And we got a call from South Korea and New Zealand and Australia.
I forgot about that. Yeah, listening on the apps and on the internet.
Uh-huh. That's right. I'd love to get a call from Texas for you guys out there that are hunting the Rio Grande. And are you a turkey hunter at all, Scott?
I am not much of a turkey hunter.
It's it's so funny, and I got time for this. The Eastern, the one that's here on the East Coast, that one is the number one big game animal in North America. He's fabulous, all right? You really got to be good. The Rio out in Texas and Oklahoma, they literally come in and say, shoot me, please. You know, here I am, shoot me. And
suicidal
here's my
Texas
buddy
turkeys.
Next to me, shoot him too.
Yeah, right? We know we have no reason to exist other than to fill your belly. So
that's
just,
exactly
let's just
right.
Move the process along here.
But to me, humble opinion, the Rio Grande is the prettiest of them all. He is, when he struts, it's like a painting. It really is. But he's dumb as a post.
He's the supermodel of the turkey world.
That's exactly right. Shoot me. Hey, my buddy's with me. Shoot him,
We're
too.
Gorgeous and dumb. What do you want?
I know when I used to go turkey hunt in Texas, I had friends there that, and I still got a few friends, and you get one or two a day. Travis, of course, as you know, is a guide in Oklahoma and Texas.
Right.
I think they killed 130-something turkeys this year. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people will pay him and be, you know, stay there. They'll be fed and guided, and he takes somebody out, and 45 minutes later, they're done.
That's a rough day. That's almost like fast food hunting. You know,
well,
I'm in, I'm out, I'm done. There's no messing around.
That's right. There he is right there. Shoot him.
Boom.
There. He works with Rush Creek Guide Service. It's on the internet. And they, if you hire them, for whitetail hunting and deer and turkey hunting, they guarantee 100% you will get a shot. You may miss, 100% success. Unbelievable. Okay, we got to go to a break. This is O'Neill outside. My guest is Scott Maxim, and we got a and there's good old Johnny. I'm telling you, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay right there.
Chances are you think that I'm in love.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. Does that make you proud? Well, it does us, and proud that I'm able to chat with you guys every Saturday morning, ladies also. We have quite a few female listeners, horse people, hunters, campers, hikers. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the program. It's 57 after the hour. My guest for the first and second hours for the full show today is Scott Maxim. He's an engineer that was with us at WSB for a decade, and he's otherwise employed now, and he's a good friend, and he will be. That's what we're going through right now when Gail and I have a travel schedule coming up. So Scott is our choice, first choice, only choice, to be able to come in here and operate the program.
And thank you very much.
I'm glad that you went to the Governor's Gun Club. I just think that's marvelous that you've already been there.
I do not regret it for a second. It's a beautiful facility. It truly is. And if I get the hair to where I want to go shoot some skeet or trap, that's where I'm going.
Oh, absolutely.
Period. End of story. It begins and ends there.
Well, you go out to the countryside and start shooting, okay, outside. That's nice. Did you get permission from all the landowners all around? And on and on and on. And you got to carry your skeet thrower.
Mm-hmm.
And just go to the gun club.
But here's the best part, too. Mm-hmm. And you are not restricted by any weather conditions at Governor's.
Correct.
None. You just go into this monster room and let it fly.
We're going to tape a show there in a couple of weeks. And we're going to have some specific personal instruction by the guy who won the last competition.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah. It's funny. It's kind of like golf. You say, hey, you're the winner. You did this, that. How often do you shoot? Every day.
Absolutely. No, it only comes with practice.
That's right.
More and more practice, the more and more you can throw down range, the better you're going to be in the long
run. It's like the club golf champion. How often do you play? Every day.
Sounds like my dad.
That's right.
He retired.
All right,
golf is his
excuse
career.
Excuse me for interrupting. We got to go, Scott. This is O'Neill outside. Another of Outdoors headed your way, but you got to stay right there. We'll be back.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 24-hour news, weather, and